Hello, sir. Are you awake? Feeling all better? So, I'm sure the doctor explained already, but we're going to be keeping you in observation for a few days to make sure you heal up just fine, okay? Oh, hold on. Don't move around too much just yet. If you need anything, just call me and I'll come running to do it for you. Doctor's orders. You want to sit a little higher? Okay, let me just... There we go. Is that better? Sir, your heart is beating so fast. What's wrong? Did I do something wrong, or... No? Everything's all right? Oh, just a bit nervous. I see. I'm still pretty new here, so I get a bit anxious when the machine suddenly starts beeping like that. You're sure everything's all right? Nothing hurts or aches? Okay, phew, that's a relief. I'll leave you alone to get some rest for now, and I'll return later to run some tests on you. Sound good? Very well, sir. Good morning, sir. I'm here for your daily tests again to make sure you're recovering well. You know the deal by now, right? Sit up straight for me, and let's get a few things checked. Any nausea during the night? Headache? Pain anywhere else? No? That's great to hear. Your pillow was a little stiff? Well, I'll see what we can do about that then. Okay. Let's try fix that for you. Let's see. Your heart rate is pretty high again. Same as yesterday when I stopped by, wasn't it? That's pretty worrying. I'll have to call the doctor in a bit. Care to come take a look at it? No, I think it is, sir. We shouldn't just ignore a warning like that. Don't worry, okay? We'll get you all sorted out and back up on your feet in no time. Let me first check a few things. Let me just get in close here. Okay, look at my finger. Keep staring at it. I'm gonna move it left and right, and you can tell me when it leaves your field of view, okay? No, keep looking at my finger, sir. What's so distracting? You keep looking away from... Oh, I get it. Let me button that back up so it stops distracting you, Was that what kept your heart rate up so high? Okay, let's try that again. Follow my finger, left and right. Okay? Left is going to the right. Good job. Good. That went a lot better, didn't it? Seems like your eyes are doing just fine. Okay, next, let me try moving your neck a little. Forward. And back. Okay. No more pain or dullness. That's good. It looks like you've got a full range of motion back. Come all the way forward with your neck now. Chin against your chest, please. That's odd. Your heart rate's spiking again. Are you sure there isn't any pain when you do that? No? Oh, it's because I'm leaning in so close? Sir, I'm used to getting this close to patients. There's really no need to worry. You're in the hands of a professional. Well, that seems all right for now. That heart rate still seems like an issue, though. Let me do a quick blood pressure test. Let me get this thing on you. That's really weird. Your blood pressure is normal, but your heart rate is beating like crazy. I wonder where all that blood's going. I'll have the doctor take a look at that later. For now, I just need you to do one last quick test. I'm going to whisper a few words in each ear. And I need you to repeat them for me, okay? Just to make sure you didn't sustain any hearing loss because of your accident. Starting on your left. Nurse. That's right. Hospital. Yep, you're good at this. Are they still? No. I made sure my top was all buttoned up and everything. I know they're a little on the bigger side. But please focus on the exam. I'm doing this for your health, you know. And what is with your heart rate? It's all over the place. And your face is totally red, too. I'm gonna go get the doctor. There's obviously something really wrong going on here, and... Sir, what do you mean, don't go? Are you feeling unwell? Do you think you're going to faint, or... You're acting very strange, sir. Let me at least check your records, then, to see how long these problems have been persisting. Wait, your heart was beating fine a few minutes ago. Actually, just before I came in. And yesterday, the same thing. It started when I came in, and your heart went back to normal a little while after I left. Am I making you nervous or uncomfortable or something? I can request another nurse if that's the case, sir. My job is to make sure you're feeling better, not make you feel worse somehow. No? You don't want me to? But I don't understand. Every time I get near you, your heart rate spikes. Earlier, too, when I accidentally left some buttons open, it sounded like you were about to have a heart attack. I wonder if I could recreate that. If I just... See? It's soaring again, beating so fast, and you're getting all red like you have a fever. Okay. You feel really warm, sir. Perhaps it's best that we get you tucked in for another night or two for observation here, okay? I mean, look at you. You're hot. You're sweating. Your heart is beating so fast. You're absolutely sure there's nothing wrong. You'd like to stay in our care for a little longer after all? Good. I'm glad you came to your senses, sir. I'll be back later with some fresh bed sheets, a new pillow, and some water. Just keep yourself nice and cozy in there, okay? Good afternoon again, sir. I see you're doing a lot better than this morning. Your heart rate is nice and steady again. It's already going up. Let me just put your new sheets on and get this softer pillow underneath you. There we go. But still, your heart remains a problem. I'll call the doctor real quick. Yes, doctor? Nurse Yunya here. It's about the patient in room 169 again. Yes, still presenting the same symptoms. Elevated heart rate, but only when I'm in the room. Oh, that's great! And I can do it? Okay, just run me through it then, doctor. Get close to the patient. Don't mind me. I'm just following your doctor's orders here to help you with those heartbeat issues. Lean into their neck. Okay, should I measure their heartbeat? Oh, just get closer. Oh, I haven't heard of this kind of treatment, but... Yes, indeed. His heart rate is spiking again. Did I do something wrong, or... That's normal? Okay. Diagnosis? Okay. In love? But there's no way. I mean, sir, the doctor seems to be of the opinion that you're, Well, it's a little difficult to just say it like this out in the open, jeez. That you like me. Is that true? I mean, I know I've been taking care of you, so it's normal that you feel some affection. Maybe that's it. No? You really feel like that? Sir, you can't just call me pretty like that. I'm working. Well, maybe it is true that I opened some buttons on my top on purpose, but that doesn't mean... You swear? You really think I'm cute? No, you have to swear, because if you do, then I'll say it back. You swear? Like, totally, and you're not kidding. Okay, I believe you. So does that mean you and I are like... Of course, we shouldn't go too fast yet. Even though this is kind of what I've been trying to make happen since I first saw you sleeping here. Of course, silly. Why do you think I kept getting assigned to your room? Usually it's just whatever nurse is available, but I kept wanting to see you a few more times before you'd be discharged. If it's all right, do you mind if I give you my number? I'll just write it down here. Here you go. Keep that tucked right in there. It seems like you're doing just fine, except for that little heart rate issue. But that's all solved now, too, so... I think you're ready to be discharged. The doctor will stop by later and go through the necessary paperwork and stuff with you. And if you're wondering... I get discharged at 9 p.m. tonight. And I've got tomorrow off. So if you're not feeling too terribly stiff in the neck or... In other areas. Okay, I'll see you then, sir. Take care of yourself, okay? Or I'll have to stop by again and do a really thorough examination. Or maybe we'll do that tonight regardless.